The conference theme, drawn from the 29th chapter of the prophet Jeremiah, reawakens hope within us. It is a stirring appeal to each of us to believe in the future and take deliberate steps now to preserve, protect, and secure it at all costs. As with most countries across the world, we have had some very turbulent and troubling economic challenges in recent times. Yet, this cannot and should not be allowed to dampen our confidence and faith in the future that God Himself has for us. Relying on God's wisdom and guidance, we must determine where we want to be in future and carefully plan how to get there. It requires visionary leadership to chart the path for the future and committed and dedicated people who strive to achieve their ideals and aspirations for the future. Thus, if we are to truly secure the future, it is imperative that we carefully consider the implication of our current actions and inactions on our future and take steps to attain the desired goal. Would it be too much to ask that Christians complement their prayer vigils and revivals with honest, diligent work? In fact, not only Christians, but all Ghanaians. Is it too much to ask that each individual commits to personal cleanliness and respect for the environment? Can we commit to holding leadership at all levels to account, irrespective of political or religious leanings, with the same passion with which we strive to uphold the rule of law? Can the church reclaim its prophetic voice and mandate by being faithful and true to her divine calling? I have no doubt that the Almighty God has brought each of us to a time such as this for a reason. He has divinely equipped us to rise up to the occasion and build our beloved nation, Ghana. May the love of God and the nation undergird our efforts, even as the AME Zion Church and its members partner with the President, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, and I, to bring transformation to the lives of our people and communities.